Thank you, Sally, for that introduction. And it's a pleasure to be here. And is this the right angle for this? Okay, that's all I ask. Just a nod. I think I'm going to read seven poems, or else fewer, but not more. So it's always nice to know one's parameters. I'll start with a poem called Late Empire. I mean after the lashing. After the welts that the lash gave rise to have healed so beautifully, we forget where they were. Here, we say, pointing vaguely as toward a bird that could as easily be a sparrowhawk, any other falcon, as if it made no real difference now, though it must somewhere. It should. As between grand events and those that are less grand, or as when the Greeks described fate as a thing of substance, weighable on a set of scales, pourable into steep urns, one for happiness, another for woe, and the urns tipped accordingly by Zeus, as from the vantage point that only a god can have, he saw fit, which is only a way of understanding fate, not a form of acceptance, not a road to get there. There's a kind of fragility that confounds appearances, where what little strength that the body has left to it, though almost none at all, seems inexhaustible. And there's a fragility that is most like what sex amounts to when stripped of justice and imagination. One more way of leaning up against and at the same time containing the fact of death, even as we ignore it or, for a time, lose track, wondering instead at the heave and shallow that the wind can be sometimes, as if the wind were a sea of water, the world presenting itself in the smallest of shards that very briefly surface. Then they fall back away. Words like torture and worshipful, winnow and chaff, fairness continuing to have nothing to do with it. No one gets to decide. Just look at all the damage I might never have done.